From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Ryan, filling in for Jim Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. During the holidays, Secret Santas seem to be everywhere, but over in East Idaho, there is one particular Secret Santa who's been serving up some extra holiday cheer to some very deserving folks. And joining us today to share some of the stories of these wonderful people is one of Santa's helpers, Nate Eaton with EastIdahoNews.com. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You know, when I am sad or, you know, depressed with the holidays, I go to your Secret Santa page and I start watching you delivering these amazing gifts to these deserving people. How long have you been working with Secret Santa?
We actually started this back in 2015, so this is our 8th year. The amount of money we've had has grown every year to give away. And it is incredible. I appreciate you watching that, watching them. And the feedback we get from people all over the world is really just amazing. People who stumble upon these videos on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, EastIdahoNews.com, and they start watching them and then they watch every single day. And so it really has kind of grown since those early days of 2015.
So tell me if I've got this right. Santa put in $1 million in his sleigh this year to help folks in Eastern Idaho. You get nominations of people who are deserving, and then you head out with a camera crew and deliver the presents. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty. You got it right. We get thousands of nominations. Wow. Every single one is read. And we vet the people that, you know, come in. We have a team of elves that vet and help the Secret Santa out. And we try to meet their needs exactly what they need. So if they might need a washer and dryer, we try to get the washer and dryer or a gift card so they can get that washer and dryer. And then we show up. We want it to be genuine and real and authentic. We don't call ahead of time. We just show up. And within a few minutes, they get a huge burden lifted off their shoulders.
They really do. We're speaking with Nate Eaton with EastIdahoNews.com about Secret Santa. Tell me about, I don't know if I could say your favorite, but one of your more memorable Secret Santa experiences.
Oh, they're all so good. Like you said, I don't have a favorite. And you never know how people are going to react. But actually, it's ironic that we're recording today, because the one we posted today that we just shot yesterday, I don't know if I'll ever forget. It's a 16-year-old boy who lives with his mom and sister in a very modest mobile home. And mom supports the family working at a gas station, but she is sick and needs surgery. So she's unable to work. And that's putting a big financial strain on their family. So Isaiah has taken up working at a pizza place for full time to support his family. He's actually taking a break from school to do this. So he goes in every morning and makes the pizzas. He started to serve the pizzas. And so we went in as a team ordering pizzas. He was our server. And at the end of the meal, we surprised him with gift cards from Secret Santa to Fred Meyer. Thousands of dollars. I think it was $3,000. And then Secret Santa paid their rent for the next 6 months. And this kid was just so charming and charismatic. And like I said, the burden was lifted off his shoulders. So that's one that I'll remember for a long time.
It's just incredible. It's got to be amazing to be able to walk up to a home, knock on the door, and know you're going to change someone's life forever.
Yeah. You know, some of these people you catch off guard, they think it's a scam, or they don't know who we are. And you really have to convince them that this is real. But what is really cool, Samantha, is that the ripple effect that people like you or others who are watching say, you know, we don't all have $1 million. Very few of us have $1 million, but we might have 10 bucks or $20. There was a man in Sweden who decided he was going to be his own Secret Santa. He got on a hat, he filmed this and sent it to me. And he went to the little market there and he bought someone's groceries behind him. And he was just grinning ear to ear, showing me this video. So every single person, no matter where you're at, whatever you want to call it, can be a Secret Santa, can help somebody out, can do a random act of kindness anonymously, because that just adds the magic. If you're anonymous and you do it, you feel great and they feel great. And, you know, then they have to be nice to everyone because they don't know who did it for them.
That's good logic. I like that.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Okay, so we've got about a minute left. Now, nominations are closed for this year, but you're going to have some more videos, I'm guessing, before Christmas?
Yeah, and actually, we're going to extend past Christmas. We've done so many surprises this year that we're going to post every day until New Year's Eve.
Wow.
And we still have a few more to shoot. So we're not done shooting, but yes, all of the recipients have been selected. And you can watch all these, like I said, on YouTube, on eastidahonews.com. We have all the years on there. And, you know, it's really just a way where I'm fortunate that I get to help out in this. I'm just the delivery guy with our team. It's really the secret Santa who allows us all to kind of feel the holiday spirit and remember what it's really all about.
Absolutely. And we're going to link back to your Secret Santa page. We've been speaking with Nate Eaton with eastidahonews.com about Secret Santa. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.